Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Maxa, having a celebration for his birthday here, 35 years old. Oh my, you're middle age now.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Having a great time talking fishing with the guys from Inland Boat Center, Mark and James and John. A really exciting time in the fishing industry because it is the show season, kicking it off with the big one, the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, March the 1st. And a lot of fun talking fishing.
We're not kidding, man. It's just such a good time. This is, you said it, this is the kickoff. This is when the spring rolls around, time to buy a new boat, time to go fishing. It's all the fun starts right now, and we're having a great time. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get in on the fun, so much information with these guys sitting here. Not only, like we said, new boats, but all the service and everything that goes along with it. Going to be a great time and a great second hour. If you want to join us, two ways you can be a part of the show. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Lots of good information coming up today. Lots of great info and a killer prize. Pete talked about it earlier in the show, that brand-new AFTCO Solitude waterproof jacket, an extremely high-end yet affordable jacket from AFTCO, lightweight, totally waterproof, a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and we are stoked to get to give away that great AFTCO jacket.
No kidding. Let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's start it off with our fishdope.com reporter, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Morning, Ricky, Pete, guests.
Mark!
Hey, Ricky, I got to tell you, brother, first of all, happy birthday, of course, but, man, for you to be 35, that means I'm getting old. Slow down, will you?
Tell me about it, Mark.
Deal? No problem.
How
put the brakes on.
How
does that happen?
Oh, man. Getting up there, dude.
It's all good.
Crazy. It is all good. And good for you. Anyway, right there at the start of the show, you know, I was listening to the Shimano ad that you're featuring, and they're talking about that Tranq 300 and 400. Well, our Shimano rep was by this week, yesterday or day before, and with the sample, so I had a chance to look at those and fool around with them, put them on a new rod that I'm wrapping just for one of those 400s there. God, that's going to be so much fun fishing with those things. They are so nice.
Oh, yeah. And Robbie Gant will be in the studio next Saturday to talk about that and more from Shimano and what they'll be featuring at Fred Hall.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome. Yeah, I can't wait for those. We've got them on order like everybody, so
we'll
see how that goes. But last Sunday I was fishing a little bit just for the game there. Man, we had some weird weather, wintertime, a lot of wind, different directions, cold. Had to put like two jackets on there for a while, and we were fishing the local spot, same spot. We've been kind of fishing all winter there. It was a tough day. You know, a lot of bass have moved a little deeper. We had a big swell. Conditions were changing and stuff. Definitely moved out of the shallow spots. And we actually had to angle for what we caught there. We had fish low and slow, and it took a lot of chopping and chumming to get those bass biting. We ultimately wound up okay. But I'm actually writing up a little piece for Bloody Deck for my column there down in a couple of weeks about this whole secret weapon thing that I use for chumming those deep spots. It's a cool little trick, and since Sheephead's going to be opening up here real soon, chumming those spots with chopped squid down deep really get those big sheepheads fighting. So watch for that. In other news, there isn't a whole lot of other news. Virtually no reports of any consequence this week. Really quiet. Just local bass and sculpin and occasional halibut, but not much in the way of exotics for sure. No island reports at all this week. Weather's been tough, and it's really blowing hard out there right now as this little system blows out. But what's crazy is even with this wind And what's very interesting to me, I kind of like studying the weather and watching the water temps on the buoys outside the Tanner, the buoy below the 43, the one outside the Coronados, and the one outside, or actually two now outside Mission Bay. They're all 60 degrees. And 60 degrees doesn't sound like much, guys, I know, but 60 degrees in the first part of February, that is very, very interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Several degrees above normal. So,
you know what's interesting, too, Mark, is I was reading an article about the fact that the official declaration of La Nina is over. They said that La Nina ended in January.
Yep.
So now we're in what would be kind of almost neutral, like they're talking a neutral position, but now they're talking about an El Nino in September and October.
Yep.
So
when you
this is all good news for fishermen.
Yeah. They watch the water temperatures in what's called that Nino 3.4 region down there on the equator, and they're, like you said, they're already out of La Nina. We are neutral, and the trend is upwards and well into El Nino. You know, and these are forecasts. This is like not hard and fast for sure, but you know they're pretty good actually with those forecasts, and they're definitely looking like the possibility of mild El Nino here for late summer, fall, and all the fish that's already around. Oh man,
what a shame!
what a shame that would be, right? Yeah. Well, fishdope.com. Danny's on it. He has finger on the pulse of what's going on. Thanks to Mark Wish and other guys that report to him. You can save $20 on a new membership right now. Fishdope.com, a must-have, and that's good for a full year. You buy it today, it's good till next year. 365 days of reports for $149 with that discount. Hook up now, lowercase, no space. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Store of the Ninth and Beach there on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website with all the specs on the tanks and everything else we're doing, PacificEdgeTackle.com, and our Facebook page where I'm putting up, you know, more current pictures of bait tank installations and stuff is Pacific Edge Tackle. So check it out, guys. It's getting interesting out there.
Mark, great job. Great report as always. Appreciate you keeping us informed. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. And thanks for the birthday wishes.
Hey, you got it, buddy. Take
all right.
care.
All right, Mark. Take talk care. Next week. Hey, let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, as you kind of heard there, it was a pretty slow week we had here. Unfortunately, I think we got one trip out, one half day, a little bit of bass, some perch in there, so not great fishing. So not going to talk about that anymore. I think we're done with that. Let's talk about what we've got coming up here, because once this weather blows through, this is one that people have been waiting for a while. The San Diego will be going down to the islands tomorrow.
Nice.
He's got enough reservations to go already, so he's definitely making that run. And hopefully take a look around there, see what we have. And he's online just about every day here, at least through the end of the month, and then I'm sure after that it'll be back to normal schedule. So check the website there. We have our half days, three-quarter days on the San Diego now. The Tribute will be going out next Friday on their day and a half, actually next couple Fridays there, going down the coast there. We have the Eclipse out today, so hopefully they bring back some good news for us, Pacific Voyagers on a two-and-a-half day. So pretty slow week, but we still got some fishing going on, especially on the weekends here. We got a few trips coming up here. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Can make reservations straight on there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come down, visit us in person, browse around, and get on trip.
And we have a beautiful weather window starting tomorrow for at least 3 days there before the
absolutely,
next
absolutely, yeah.
So
San Diego was planning on going today, but he pushed everyone back to tomorrow, waiting for that weather to come through. So hopefully it brings nothing but good news back.
You know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we talk about it a lot, Marcos, and this is the time of year that's so important. If you know you're going to come fishing, to throw a reservation down, because, you know, one or two spots can totally mean the difference between the boat getting out and not getting out, and those guys need to be able to make those preparations beforehand. So if you know you and your buddy want to go out on Wednesday, or you want to take a load, typically light load, some really good opportunities, some good fishing, but so important to get a reservation in this time of year.
So it's the opposite of, you know, summertime, where if you don't make a reservation, there's not going to be enough room. If you don't make a reservation now, there's going to be no trip.
Yeah.
So definitely give us a call, especially on those half days. Just call and let us know you want to come down. The other thing is the Cascade there, where people look at the website, there's no reservations, they don't bother to come. People look at the website, there's a handful of reservations. Oh, we're going to make some and we're going to come down. So
that's exactly it.
Kind of seeing that, you know, tough getting out this week. Like I said, once that weather kicks in, hopefully things are back to normal. So definitely love to have you guys out here.
Good call, Marcos. Appreciate that as always. One more time, shoot us the phone number if we want to book one of those trips.
619-224-3383. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, and happy birthday.
Thanks, Marcos. Talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Hey, starting down at Bag Bay with a report today. There's decent inshore fishing throughout the region. Areas filling up with gray whales. Not much reported offshore, but in between the nice days, I'm sure the offshore fish are going to start showing. Just haven't had anybody out there yet. So if you're down in that area and you want to check in out the whales and haven't done that before, that would be what I suggest. Over on the other side of Mulegé, Nathan at Playa Buenaventura reported great weather, clear skies, great fishing for yellowtail, cabrilla, and snapper showing in good numbers in the area. Some were coming to the surface, and there's some blue whales in the area as well. In Bahia Concepcion, there's so much bioluminescence in the water that at the nighttime, there's been some great shows there, so nice, relaxing, great weather happening down in that region. Up a little further on the Pacific at La Bocana, Bahia Concepcion area, haven't really heard any reports this week, but last week there was plenty of good yellowtail fishing there, so I'm sure that's still strong, just not many people in the area. Up at Cedros, Jeff at Cedros Tackle also reported great weather this last week. Good yellowtail and bottom fishing going on. Halibut fishing very good along the lee, and a nice grade of calicos on the boilers. Up at San Quintin, another good week of weather there. Yellowtail, wintertime yellowtail there, as good as it gets. Big numbers, limited pressure. And Ensenada Colonet, in between the weather windows, with our systems pushing through up here further north, there's been good to solid to very good yellowtail fishing all throughout that region as well. So yellowtail is the name of the game up and down the coast, both sides. A little bit of that cabrilla and snapper down in the Mulegé area. And lots of opportunities. I think we're going to have, like you said, another good weather window coming up here through midweek. So get down there and make it happen.
Yeah. Indeed, and of course, Sport Fishing Financial is where you can make it happen to make those dreams come true, like buying a new boat from Inland Boat Center, and that's what Rick does. He helps you manage your funds and make your dreams a reality for the future, right?
Yeah, and we will, like we do every year, have booths at the Fred Haas All Shows coming up, so stop by, say hi, let's talk about your situation, and get 2017 off to a fishing and boat ownership opportunity for everybody out there.
How do we find you, Rick?
On the web, sportfishingfinancial.com or 949-481-1807.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. And we'll see you we'll talk to you next Saturday and see you at Fred Hall Long Beach.
Okay, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you, Rick. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch port today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. Gamakatsu live bait hooks are the hooks that keep your bait alive. And with the perfect bend, your bait swims harder and longer, and it gets bit. They also come with a super strong, solid one-piece ring. Get the Gamakatsu live bait hooks at your favorite tackle store, or better yet, get them in a couple weeks at Fred Hall. Show some great deals.
Oh,
I know,
boy.
I know we stocked up very heavy at Fisherman's Landing, as I know most all of the other retailers that carry Gamakatsu hooks. There's going to be some very, very good freebie deals, discounted deals, some great opportunities to get Gamakatsu hooks at the upcoming Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like, I don't know for a fact, but I'll bet it's going to be buy two, get one free.
Well, I can't say, but
I know,
you have
but
a pretty
I'm
good suspicion
that
on
I'm
that.
I'm thinking that could be the deal. So
I know that I'm not allowed to say before
that
time. That's
only at Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Long Beach, Bakersfield, and Del Mar. So, yeah, I know.
Long Beach for sure.
Long Beach for sure, and we'll see what happens with the other shows for sure. So, hey, on the line right now, our buddy Bo Palmer from Defiance Boats. Good morning, Bo.
What's up, Bo?
Good morning. Good to be with you, and happy birthday to my friend Rick Maxa. That is awesome.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, your guys are doing a great job talking Defiance Boat here this morning. And you've been manufacturing Defiance Boats up in the Northwest for how long, Bo?
Well, I started building boats in 2003. So
wow,
that's cool.
I've been doing it for a little while, but, boy, you know, I hear all of these commercials while I'm waiting to come on, and I heard the Dana Landing Deli and all of these fish reports, and it's got me It's got me needing to fly down on a flight and get myself a nice sandwich and go out on my client's boat and catch some fish it's got me ready to do.
You better do that for sure, Bo. We're talking about all the different Defiance models that the guys are bringing to the Fred Hall Long Beach show and the Bakersfield and the Del Mar show, too. So that's going to be a good time there. And are we going to see you there, too, at the Long Beach show?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be there for a couple days of the Long Beach show. I will also be at the Del Mar show and at the Bakersfield show.
Wow. Oh,
right on. Fantastic. Awesome.
I'm pulling the trifecta down there.
There you go. And I know offering some pretty darn good deals on Defiance boats, too.
We have some pretty awesome factory incentives that we're doing. Obviously, the guys at Inland Boats are doing some incredible deals just on their pricing and their show specials. But besides the engine manufacturers that are doing big rebates for the show season,
that's cool.
We're also doing a free Raymarine electronics package with any boat purchased at the shows. So that's a big thing from us, from the factory, that we're doing to help drive more sales and hopefully get more Defiance owners on the water down in Southern California.
No doubt about it.
We talked about that earlier in the show, too. It's such a sweet deal, too, that, you know, when somebody goes and picks up a new Defiance at Fred Hall, that boat is going to be ready to go fishing. Boat, motor, trailer, electronics, bait tanks, rod holders. I mean, you guys, you know, a guy's going to get to make his purchase at the show and literally have everything they need to go fishing.
Absolutely. And one of the things I think that's unique about us, I've fished a lot in Southern California. I love fishing down there. But because I've fished down there a lot, we set the boats up for Southern California fishing. So whereas a lot of dealers they'll order a boat from a manufacturer and then they'll install a bait system and they'll do some things. We do all of that from the factory. So we have factory built and installed, you know, Southern California style bait tanks installed at the boats. They order them up with, you know, 13 or 15 rod rocket launchers on most of the boats where they got good rod capacity. They bring them in rigged up right. So sometimes at a show, you'll see a boat and maybe you see another boat for a little less money, but you got to make sure to see, you know, which one's ready to go out and go fishing right now with all the gear you need. And we send them down there ready to rock, ready to go from the factory.
That's a really important point, because not only can it save you thousands of dollars, but if you want to take that, you buy that boat, man, you're excited. You want to go fishing. You may have a month worth of work to put into that boat to get it ready to go fishing.
Easy. Yeah. Easy that amount of time.
So, but that's
absolutely
not true with yours. Yeah,
and the other thing is, these are West Coast boats designed for West Coast fishing. This isn't an East Coast boat that's been adapted to what we want to do out here. I mean, this was made out here with our style of fishing in mind.
I tell people all the time when they talk to me about my boats that, you know, we really come at our boat designs from a different angle than most of the builders. We design our boat around the bait tank. And we really do. I mean, we look at how much space we're going to have, how much walk-around space, what's our, you know, we plan for our stability and our flotation level, everything based on a full bait tank. Everything with our design process is really focused on with a bait tank and how fishable is the boat going to be. A lot of manufacturers will have, for example, seats, or they'll have big fish boxes at the transom of the boat. Well, you do a bracketed outboard boat, and now you're pushing yourself even farther away and having to fish longer to get around that motor on the backside of the boat. So one of the things we do is we keep our transom as tight as we can. We put our fish boxes in the floor, and then we put a lot of bait capacity so that from a fishability standpoint, it's real easy to fish around the motor. You've got good access to the sides of the boat for gaffing fish, bringing fish directly into the fish boxes, and then our fish boxes are all fully insulated. They'll hold ice all day long.
Wow.
It's a really good point, too, because a lot of boats aren't designed to, you know, we're the only region that wants to put 60 or 80 or 100 gallons of water on the middle of the deck. You know, I mean, those boats aren't designed that way, and it's an adaptation that we do out here. So cool to know that
changes
the
whole ride of the boat.
Absolutely it does, yeah.
No doubt about it. Well, we have some guys that want to talk to you, Bo. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
How about Mario from Rancho Cucamonga? You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mario. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is a great show. I'm real excited about the Defiance boat line. I like the that Admiral 22 and that 25. Can you talk to me a little bit about fuel burn rates, and has Yamaha put out any of their performance bulletins with your boats, the 22 and the 25?
I'd have to check and see. We have had performance bulletins done with Yamaha. It's been a few years back. We do have our own factory bulletins that we have with different engine manufacturers as well. We get about at optimum cruise with a Yamaha 200, and we get right around 3.7 miles per gallon
what?
At cruise.
Whoa.
With our 22-footer.
Get out of here.
And that's running at about 30 miles an hour, so it's a pretty good speed. Now, you know, if you really load the boat up really heavy and you got five guys on there and you really get heavy with the boat, you know, that's going to drop down a little bit, but you're still going to be in the 3.4, 3.5 range. So it's got tons of range. It really sips on the fuel.
Wow.
Does really, really well. Our 250, and again, it depends on which engine packages, you know, we run that boat with, you know, twin 115s, it gets about 2.8. So all of our boats, we've really designed with two things in mind. We want to have lots of range, and that's a combination of fuel capacity and fuel economy. And so we try to accomplish both. A lot of people in other areas of the country, I travel to shows all over the country, so I'll be in Atlantic City. In fact, that's why I'm only going to be at Fred Hall for a couple of the days, because I'm taking a red eye to the Atlantic City boat show. But, you know, they're not running as far for the fishing like we are in Southern California or on the West Coast. You know, we're running 40, 50, 60, 70 miles many times. And so when you're running the kind of distances that we are, one, you want to make sure you have big capacity and safe range. But you also want to make sure that that you're not spending a ton of money every time you go fishing. And we've really designed the boats so that they can run real efficiently.
Super efficient. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah,
thank you.
Great. All right, Mario, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Look at this, our good buddy Gary Schiebler, Thursday Night Fishing Club. Good morning, Jerry.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Dude, is it his birthday, too?
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Birthday.
Come
all
on.
All the cool people are born on February 11th, bro. You know
right?
that. Come on.
Happy birthday, my buddy Larry Grind, too, my good buddy up in Oregon.
That's right. Well, I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. I listen to you guys every week here in Nashville and look forward to seeing everybody at Fred Hall. But I hope you have a great day today, Rick.
You too, buddy. Thanks for the kind words. I hope the same for you, Gary.
You're going to be there playing your tunes, Gary?
Be there in the Sporting Chef Cafe. And, you know, I did this year. I put together two best of Thursday Night Fishing Club CDs that features all the music that you play on your show, because folks always ask, you know, who's that and where can I get that? So it'll be great. I mean, it's just such an it's so exciting for me, you know, being landlocked here in Tennessee and hearing all these reports about bluefin tuna, and I have buddies asking me if I want to go crappie fishing. You know, it just doesn't.
That sounds crappy.
You know what I
mean? It doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good. But we're trying to get back, and look forward to seeing you guys. Really appreciate what you do.
All right, Gary. Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Dirichlet River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Dirichlet and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What the slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, we're joined by the guys from Inland Boat Center and the manufacturer of Defiance Boats, Bo Palmer, is on the line from... You're in Seattle, is that right, Bo?
Yeah, the Seattle area, yeah.
Is it raining up there yet?
It's actually nice today, but we've got our fair amount of rain in the last little bit.
Yeah, haven't we all here on the West Coast? There's no doubt about that. But it's all good because it just means boating seasons. Now, you being in the Northwest, you guys have a little bit of weather up there you have to deal with. Is that kind of the reason why you build those boats so solid?
Well, it is. You know, one of the challenges that we have, you know, with our offshore fishery up here is just the days that you can get out.
Yeah.
We have an incredible albacore fishery, probably the best in the world from a sport fishing standpoint.
Yeah.
We go out and fish, and if we don't catch 30 or 40 fish in the day, it was a really, really bad day. I mean, it's that type of a fishery. The challenge is just getting out. We'll have a week, and there'll maybe be 2 days in the week when weather permits us to get out. And so we build the boats tough and strong so that they can handle the weather, and that gives us more days. We've got a charter captain up here that is the biggest offshore express charter in the area, and he has four of our 290s that he runs express charters out of Westport. And so we have a good testing ground with him to make improvements and build the boats bulletproof, and he puts about 1,000 hours a year on each of those boats.
Wow.
So they get a lifetime of use each year running in the ocean up here.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool, pretty exciting too. Earlier in the show, we were talking about taking a test ride on the boat. When you buy a boat from Inland, the thing they'll do is you'll take them for a ride, right?
Absolutely. We take everybody out in the boat of their choice.
And you can see what the real story is. But the exciting thing is Bart Hall was listening, and we were talking about putting boats in the water at Long Beach, and he said he's going to try and make that happen. So
yeah, that will be huge. It's hard to sell boats on a trailer sometimes because we tell them all of these great things that the boats do, but you don't get to feel it. And
yeah.
So it is different. I mean, once you get out on the boat, once you run the boat, you get a feel for how stable it is, how smooth it runs. And I will just say this too: the guys at Inland don't take the opportunity to brag about themselves very much because they're not that tight. But I will tell you, from a customer service standpoint, they are just one of my best dealers. They have a service manager working for them, Robert, who was at Hit Marine for a long time. You may have some listeners down there that might even know Robert, and he is just phenomenal. They take care of their customers. They just do a top-notch job. They're located in Paris, and they have hundreds of boats in stock. So obviously, coming to see the boats at Fred Hall, this is an awesome opportunity to come and see them. But boy, if you haven't gotten up to their place, you just have to. It is something incredible to see all of the different boats, all types of boats, used boats. If any of your listeners get the chance, they've got to make the drive up there and visit those guys.
Yeah, and it's not far away from anywhere, really, in Southern California. Paris is kind of less than an hour from everywhere in Southern California, really, when it comes down to it. Well, let's jump back into those phones, Bo. They want to talk to you, lined up and ready to talk.
Let's do it. We're going to next up talk to Pete. He's calling us from Canyon Lake this morning. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Morning, Pete.
Join us.
Well, happy birthday, Rick. Pete and I share the same name and the same birthday towards the end of August there. So
how about that?
Happy super early birthday to Pete also.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, buddy.
As your guest is aware, I'm in Canyon Lake, which is almost right next door to Inland Boats. I just sold a 27-foot cabin cruiser, but as your guest, I'm sure, is aware that in Canyon Lake here, our boats are limited to 21.5 feet or less. So right now I'm looking for a boat that's suitable for Canyon Lake, but also ocean-friendly. Wonder if he had anything in stock or any suggestions.
Well, maybe I'll say something. I can give them a little bit more. But they also sell our Arima boats. And so we have some really awesome packages in that size range that are great for fishing the lakes, but are also designed. Arima is a famous Northwest brand that's been around for over 35 years, and they are awesome for running offshore with. I know that Brandon Hayward had a little 17-foot Arima that he fished for years and years
that.
Offshore.
Yeah,
so
that was a hardcore boat.
Yeah, it is. It's a little boat, but it does big boat fishing. I might give them a chance at which ones they have in stock and how they might which one they might recommend. But that is probably a perfect boat for what you're describing.
Guys, I know, right. James, you guys live at Canyon Lake, your residence there. You probably know that place pretty well and can outfit Pete the right way, right?
Well, absolutely. And actually, we've got some incredible deals right now working on a couple of the Arimas that we have in stock. We've got a 17 and a 19-foot
Sea Angler,
little center consoles that, as Bo said, incredible for lake, but really, really good fishing boats out in open ocean. John can probably chime in a little bit as he's very familiar with them, but we have a couple in stock, and as you're next door, we invite you over. We're opening up at 9 o'clock, so he gives you 15 minutes, finish the show, take a shower, come on over and see us.
Yeah,
that might be something very interesting for you. I mean, Canyon Lake has great fishing in and of itself, and so you could use the boat at home. And then take it out and fish the kelp beds, go and chase the tuna a little bit, do it all.
Ideal.
Right, yeah. Right. That's what we're looking for.
Very good, Pete. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Love to see you come by the store.
All right.
Sounds good. Well, we'll do it.
All right. Appreciate the call. One thing we talked about in the break that I think is really important thing to tell our listeners, and I'm sure Bo can chime in on this, is that you stock a lot of boats. But this being the season when people are buying boats and getting ready for the season, ideally, if you buy the Defiance or the Arima boat that you have in stock, you could be fishing. You could buy it today and fish tomorrow on that boat. It could be a different story after March, because it's going to be a busy time for you guys at the three Fred Hall shows. You're going to sell a lot of boats, and the waiting period could be right into the season, and it could vary. So kind of talk about that, Bo, and delivery times and such like that, and why it's important to buy a boat right now.
Yeah, I guess what I would say is, because I've been down there and I've kind of seen how the Fred Hall shows go, the, you know, one thing that's interesting about the Southern California market, it's a little bit of a later start than everywhere else because of the Fred Hall shows. They happen in March, where we have shows. The Portland, Oregon boat show is the first week of January. So the factory actually starts booking out a little bit earlier than those shows happen. And the last couple of years, they have, Inland has sold off a lot of their inventory during the shows, and then they get into a reorder situation where now sometimes people are looking at, you know, July deliveries, you know, on boats that they order. So that's not always the case. That kind of depends on the factory production. But one thing you know is if you get the boat that they've got in stock, you know you're going fishing and you're not going to have to be waiting on a boat.
And you were talking, John, about how you guys geared up for the season with inventory, right?
Oh, yeah. We put in a pretty big inventory pre-show. We'd like you to come down, let us talk to you a little bit so we can find the right fit for you, what boat's correct for your application. And get that boat locked in so that we can get you out on the water on your time frame, not waiting while Bo builds us a boat.
There you go. All right. Very good. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bruce? He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, happy birthday, Riggy.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, picking up a West Coaster 21, old school. It's got a two horse 40 on it. Now I want to go to a four stroke, but I just wonder what size you recommend for it.
It's a 21 foot aluminum style boat.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Yamaha has a great program with incentives now, and you heard the extended warranty and such like that. Bo, you're kind of a boat guy, and John, I know you guys, and I'll do outfitting. You'll repower boats at
sure.
the Inland Boat Center, too, right?
First thing I would advise him is to check the rating plate on the boat and see what the manufacturer rated it for horsepower-wise.
Okay.
Yeah, the ratings for actually up to a 70, but that's for a two-stroke.
Wouldn't matter. You could go two-stroke or four-stroke, but you can't.
Just on the weight?
Yeah, no, you just can't exceed the horsepower rating that the manufacturer put on the boat.
And that's for insurance reasons, right?
Yeah.
It's like if you exceed the plate on there, you would be liable if something happened.
Well,
something
you could get ticketed by the Coast Guard, too.
Oh, you could. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yamaha's.
Yamaha makes a great four-stroke 70-horsepower motor. Be a great
awesome.
Fit on that boat.
I thought that was going to.
That's one of their new ones, too.
Yeah.
The new technology.
Yeah.
Super lightweight,
all right,
super efficient. Take a look. And you guys have those down at Inland Boat Center.
Yeah, I may not have every motor in stock, but if we don't have what he wants, we can get him one.
There you go. All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Don in Woodland Hills, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, question. For someone that hasn't owned a boat before, what would be the considerations as far as size goes, say three angler, center console, and kind of a sweet spot between price and trailer ability?
Well, that says to me 22 feet. And a lot of times a first-time boater will, I think, err by maybe going a little too small, thinking it's easier to launch and retrieve a 19 than it is a 22, and it really isn't the case. We really, when we're dealing with somebody, especially a first-time boat owner, we try to, of course, answer all their questions, and we'll certainly get them out on the water and go through the normal launch and retrieve and the things that a first-time boat owner is apprehensive about, operation, trimming, and so forth. But we try to get you really to think about buying your second boat first. If you buy a small boat and then you realize in 6 months that you wished you'd bought a bigger one,
been there, done that.
It's a mistake.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and in terms of launch and retrieve, there's no appreciable difference between launching a 19 or a 22-foot boat.
If we went out and bought a 22 Admiral outfitted appropriate to the way that you're going to be fishing, can you still tow that boat comfortably with a half-ton pickup?
Absolutely.
That's cute. And that's a big thing, too. You know, you're not having to step up and buy a tow vehicle just to tow a true offshore ocean-going boat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Bo, I have a question for you. The 22 seems to be one of your more popular brand sizes here in Southern California. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's the difference between the Admiral and the San Juan?
So the Admiral is kind of our hardcore fish setup. It's got a smaller cabin. Our 22-footer seats four people inside of the cabin. That's probably one of the biggest advantages that I see over our competitors. A lot of our competitors will have one captain's chair and then a bench that will seat two people that sit sideways. Our boat sits four people inside of the cabin. That's by design. And then fishes four people comfortably. So we, you know, that package and that setup seems to be a really good fit for most people. It's a boat that will fish anywhere in Southern California you want to fish. You know, you can run 70, 80 miles offshore, fish all day, and not have problems with fuel. And one of the things that we see in Southern California is it's expensive a lot of times to keep a boat. If you get a big one, you've got to moor it. Now you've got moorage expenses. So I think the reason that we see the 22-footer, you know, being so popular is that it's so easy to trailer and launch, but it will go and fish anywhere you want to fish.
And what about now? What's the difference between the 22 and the 25? The sizes, the range. What's the difference? Why somebody looking at either or? What would be the decision making in between?
Really, it's just the biggest decision making decision, I guess. There is that it's the size. You know, as you go up in size, the boat is going to ride a little bit better. You can run a little bit faster in the same sea state. So that's going to be the biggest factor. We have, I will tell you, one of our most popular selling boats right now is our 27, which is a new design we came out with fairly recently here. And because we can sit six people comfortably inside of the cabin, and then it's just got a huge fish cockpit. But it's not like our 290 where it gets so big that it's, you know, kind of hard to manage, tow around, launch. We have a lot of those people keep in the water. But we also have a lot of those that people tow. So it's really, as you go bigger, there's nothing that's going to replace displacement. I mean, the heavier a boat is, the better it's going to ride if the seas get rough. But our 22-footer will do those same conditions. It's just going to be a little bit of a slower run, a little slower ride as you're running through those conditions.
Just easy, though. It's all about when you're towing. It's easier to tow, easier to launch. More economical, both in fuel as well as purchasing the boat.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's more of kind of a fit for somebody that's a Southern California recreational angler.
Well, one other thing that I would note, you know, I fish a big boat most of the time. I have one of our 29 footers that I've been fishing, and I'm actually getting a 22 footer for myself too, because one of the things that I find is running to the coast with my big boat, getting everything ready, is a lot of work and a lot of hassle. I don't use the boat as often as I would. I've got young kids. They want to go out, you know, up here we do a lot of crabbing and shrimping. Down there maybe you go lobster hooping. But it's a lot of work to go get your 25 or 27-foot boat sometimes, go launch it, to just go out and go hooping for a couple hours. But with a 22-footer, it's a piece of cake. You just hook up to it, go launch it, and it's real easy to manage. So sometimes, you know, if you're going to do a lot of running offshore, you might want to move up to a little bigger boat if that's, you know, what you're going to be spending all of your time doing. And if the funds don't prevent you from buying the bigger boat and perhaps more in the bigger boat. But the 22-footer has some advantages in that they just seem to get used more because they're in a package and a size that's a little easier to launch and handle.
Makes a lot of sense. Let's try and sneak in another call here.
You got it. How about it's Tim? Tim from San Diego. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Rick.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you know, an angler's dream is to own a boat. And I've been an angler since I was, you know, I guess 3 feet tall or so. Before I jump into anything, I like to do some research. And I can research different types of boats. But my main question, I have two questions. My number one question is, I don't want to get out there and not know what I'm doing. So is there a captain school that you recommend in San Diego or piloting school or something where I can kind of get my arms around the whole process?
Guys, you have any recommendations?
Well, so U.S. Coast Guard does seamanship and small boat handling classes up and down the coast. I don't know exactly where to advise you in San Diego. It's probably available online. Most reputable dealers will also take you out train you a little bit on your purchase, show you how to launch and retrieve and operate the boat.
That means you guys, reputable
dealers,
right?
Yeah, that would be us. And we're very in tune with first boaters' apprehension. We've all been through it at one time or another. We want to get you out. We want to teach you. We want you to have a good time. So.
Yeah. So, and believe it or not, if you have guys like Inland Boat Center that are willing to kind of help you and train you and get you off your feet, you'll learn so quickly.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's just a matter of time on the water. You know, get out there, spend a little time. Launching is going to be a piece of cake for you. You'd be surprised how easy it is to back a trailer. The trailer, the easier it is to back.
How true is that?
Yeah. And just getting out on the water and learning and such like that. There's a learning curve, no doubt about it, but you just being comfortable in the modern electronics we have, it'll go quickly for you.
Okay, and the second question is, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago or so, there was a flurry of companies that did timeshare boating. I don't know if they're still in existence or not. So what are the pros and cons of that if they are still in existence?
I am not currently aware of any. There may still be. I think that the pros is you get to use a boat with very little cost involved, except a membership cost. The downside is, will it be available when you have vacation time or when the fishing gets hot?
Right.
One of the beauties of a trailerable boat in Southern California is if the yellowtail are going off at the Coronados, if you don't live in San Diego, you just tow your boat down, launch at Shelter Island, go fish them. If the tuna are doing something up north, you run up north and launch at Morrow and get on the fishing. So you're not making long runs by water.
Hooping at Catalina,
you tow up.
And the other thing, too, I'll mention about that, too, is there's something about having your own boat and setting it up the way you want it.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, once you learn about a boat and once you learn about what it takes and what you want on the water, that's going to be critical for you. And that way, having your own boat, you can set it up the way you want.
Well, and the other opportunities, too, that a non-boater doesn't get. I mean, just to be out there to see what's out there. If you've never seen the whales up close or the molas, when they're floating, or you go lobster hooping.
Just everything. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself an AFTCO Solitude waterproof jacket. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Everyone knows that owner hooks are the best. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a huge selection of owner hooks at the show and at the best price. Plus, buy $50 worth of owner and receive a t-shirt or hat free. That's owner and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you you want to go, book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the AFCO Solitude waterproof jacket is going to Tim in San Diego. Tim, congratulations. You're going to love that new jacket.
And Bo Palmer from Defiance Boats up in the Northwest, thanks for joining us this morning. We're looking forward to seeing you at Fred Hall, Long Beach, Bakersfield, and Del Mar Show.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Bo.
Right,
appreciate that. And guys, Inland Boat Center, what great a great job, place. Man. And you guys did a fantastic job. How do we find you?
If you look at us online, inlandboatcenter.com.
Great website, by the way.
Inlandboatcenter.com.
Yeah,
and you can always reach us at 951-928-4180.
And we'll see you
7 days a week.
Yeah, all the three Fred Hall shows. We'll see you there with the boats and probably in the water maybe, too. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you guys very much. And thanks thank you for listening today.
Thanks for having us.
Happy birthday, Rock Cod Rick.
Thanks,
have
buddy.
A great day. And thanks to Ted and Ryan on the other side of the glass for doing a great job there. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll see how Ricky's feeling tomorrow morning after his birthday. But Mike and Kyle from Turner's Outdoorsman will be in the studio talking tackle and fishing 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you then right back here on the Mighty 1090.